Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
As I mentioned earlier, over the weekend we heard of the sad passing of Anne Harris. Anne was, of course, an incredible inspiration to many of us. She was a barrister. She was very involved in the transition in South Africa from apartheid to a democracy. She was my supervisor at the law clinic and made a massive impact. She, of course, was also married to the late Chief Rabbi Cyril Harris. Joining us this morning is Marlene Bethlehem. She's the former president of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, director and commissioner at the Jewish Board of Deputies. A very good morning to you, Marlene Bethlehem. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, I'm fine physically, but I'm very sad.
Was it expected? Was she not well?
No, she's actually been fine. About 3 weeks ago, she went with a friend to visit in Eilat, and she hasn't been ill at all. We were also able to speak to a doctor who is prominent at the home where she lives, and he was shocked. I was in touch with her all the time, and in fact, on Thursday was the last time. And then what happened is, we always send messages on Shabbat. Mm. And I didn't hear from her. And on Saturday night after Shabbat, I actually wrote and I said, Anne, I haven't heard from you since Thursday. Are you all right? And yesterday morning when I work, I was going to phone my daughter, Louise Bethlehem, who lives very near where Anne lives at Bedfordshire. Mm. And I was going to ask Louise to please phone and see if there's anything wrong, because the fact that she hadn't contacted me, I knew that there was something wrong. And then within minutes, the message came through that she had passed away. Apparently, she woke up on Friday morning not feeling well. She was sent to hospital. She was admitted later in the day. And by the late afternoon, she had passed away. Well, like all others that are sudden like that, they think it may have been a heart attack.
Wow, that is really, really, really sad. And you, of course, were, as you've said, very connected with her. Did you first meet when she came to South Africa with her late husband?
Yes, in fact, that's absolutely correct. The very first week that she and late Rabbi arrived in South Africa, we met, and Chief Rabbi played an enormous role in establishing the new South Africa. It was no accident that he had come here. The community here worked very hard on it. And some of the South Africans went to see him in London. And he said to them very clearly, look, I cannot make my demand until I've spoken to my wife Anne and my sons, Michael and John. And what happened is that Anne was a partner in a very prestigious London law firm, mm-hmm. and she was a barrister. So we have to recognize how much she gave up in her own right to be with us. And from the time that they arrived, she became very involved in community, especially in Africa, Tikkun, where she was a tower of strength. The other thing is that you mentioned in the build-up that I'm on the commission, the government commission, for the promotion and protection of the cultural, religious, and linguistic communities. And in fact, Rabbi Harris had said to her, seeing as a religious body, I think I'll recommend one of the rabbis. And Anne said to her, no, please just think about Marlene. And so they really had such an impact on my political career. And both of them became very, very dear friends. And I also will tell you that recently I published a book of my memoirs. And she wrote the foreword for me. She wrote the most beautiful foreword. And some people have said to me, goodness me, how did you ever get Anne to write the foreword? She was such an important person. But with a friend, through this wonderful thing called WhatsApp, we've been in contact ever since she went to Israel, and before she went to Israel, by phone all the time. But I've been in touch. I've been the recipient of a great friendship. And she made a huge contribution, but a huge contribution to society, to Jewish society, but to society.
Oh, to South African as well, absolutely. And yeah. When I think of Anne Harris, my image is a twinkle in her eye. She always had a twinkle in her eye and was sharp and sometimes quite cutting when she needed to be, but yes, she never, she didn't suffer, as kind as she was, she never suffered fools and, exactly. And just exactly. said things that needed to be said, which is something that, that I respected so much about her. And it wasn't always easy for her, but she did what she needed to do.
Absolutely, and she was very outspoken, but always for the right reasons. And the other thing I'm not sure if our listeners know about is that she was also on the South African Law Commission on Jewish divorce. And Rabbi Harris was in touch with one of the judges, Judge Olafia, because in no country in the world does the husband have to give the wife a get. Everywhere in the world, the wife is just abandoned and is not given a get by her Jewish husband. But in South Africa, thanks to Anne and to Rabbi Cyril, this was changed, and we're the only country, and now there's Canada as well, who have that. So she made a huge contribution. And she also always went to see people in the Cape, when she lived in Cape Town, when she lived in Hermanus, at the centers where Bekotikun was operational. She was everywhere. She made a difference everywhere. And really, even after she went to live in Israel, and I'll tell you in a moment why I think she went to Israel, but even after she went, she used to be in touch with the community in Cape Town, giving them advice and being involved. She was a very remarkable person.
Absolutely incredible. And after their retirement, well, she moved to Hermanus, and from there she went to Israel. How long did you say she had been living in Israel for?
It's about 8 or 9 months by now.
Ah, okay.
I must tell you, we had very long conversations about where she was going to live. She was very foresight. She had great foresight. When I went to Cape Town, she had made a room for a carer, because she knew eventually she might need somebody. After she went to Cape Town, the first week, she broke her leg, and her leg became a great difficulty. Mm. And we discussed, I asked her why she didn't go to England, where she has family, but somehow she wanted to be in Israel. And I must tell you, since she has passed away, and yesterday afternoon was her funeral, I had a thought, and it's only my own thought, is that she wanted to be in Israel, so she could be buried
there.
And absolutely. I was at his unveiling, and I know where the graveyard is, and it's high up on the hill in Jerusalem, and it's magnificent. And maybe that's why she wanted to be in Israel.
I have absolutely no doubt, Marlene Bethlehem. Thank you for talking to us so much from the heart, and wishing you condolences on the loss of a very dear friend. It is 7:32. Stephen Fisher also writing, and Stephen, thanks for sharing this. He says, I chatted with her at Boat Bait Protea a few months ago. I had a great conversation with her. She was a very special person, huge impact on South Africa, on the Jewish community. She was telling me about her work at a very prestigious London law firm. Probably wasn't a particularly female-friendly environment at that time. Absolutely, absolutely right.